big goal is you've been living your life the way you've been living your life, and you've been living your life outside of the reality of that big goal. And so for your subconscious mind doesn't believe that big goal is actually possible for you. You got to understand this, and this is in all goal setting. And so the minute you say it, your subconscious mind goes, yeah, right. There was some truth to that. I was releasing some energy. And so what happens is the way that you go about accomplishing this, because I did this not only with my body weight, but with my money, I did it in every area of my life, and I've always done it this way, is that you look at the goal, and then outside of the goal, you write three little baby goals that if you accomplish the baby goals, will allow you to accomplish the bigger goals.
Are you ready to uncover your highest purpose, passion, and potential in life? Then you should know the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. Do you have a dream to get in better shape, heal relationships, or even create true financial freedom? Whatever it is, understand that the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. If you're ready to unlock your greatest potential, erase limiting beliefs, and be guided on the journey of creating your dream life, then you're in the right place. This is The Higher Self with your host, Danny Morrell.
Hey friends, on this week's episode of The Higher Self, we're going to uncover why we have such a difficult time accomplishing big goals in our life. Many of you follow me on Instagram and social media, and you'll notice that on Monday, I posted this video. I thought this week I'd spend a couple of moments with you just kind of diving in a little bit deeper as to what happens and how you can start accomplishing big goals in your life. Many times what happens is we kind of set the bar so high in our lives and we set really massive goals in our life that are like far-fetched to the subconscious mind. And we do that because secretly, we have programmed ourselves to constantly fail. We've programmed ourselves to constantly feel defeated. So if we set a goal that is so far out of reach, and we subconsciously know that we'll never achieve it, then it's like a little bit of a cop-out for us when it is that, you know, for example, we fulfill our manifestation and don't achieve the goal. And so for many people, they get stuck in this rut. And after setting goals that way enough times, what starts to happen is that you start to create a story. You start to create a story that you're not worthy, that there's something wrong with you, that other people are better than you, or that maybe you're just different, or maybe you're just not meant for success. The reality is that that's not it at all. It's just no one's ever taught you how to achieve great things. That's what we're going to do on this episode. So what I want you to do, for example, is I want you to write a goal down right now, okay? You can write a goal down in your financial life, your physical life, your health, and your relationship life. Those are the three energies of human mastery. So let's say, for example, your physical life, right? I feel like I could speak about this because many of you have followed my journey. I was 50 pounds overweight, and I lost quite a bit of weight. Now I'm in the best shape and the best energy of my life. And if you have a goal to, for example, lose weight, right, or lose a certain amount of weight, I want you to just kind of shift the goal a little bit. And before the goal, I want you to write down the being choice. In other words, who do you have to be in order to accomplish the goal? That's step number one. And so, for example, what I used to always tell myself is I want to be energetic, I want to be vibrant, I want to live a long life, I want to live well into my hundreds in a powerful fashion, you know. I want to be strong, and I want to exude energy. I used to always write down, my skin radiates energy, and people feel my energy the moment they come in my presence. See, these are being choices, right? And then you write the goal, you know, so the goal is like, for example, I want to lose, you know, 20 or 30 pounds or whatever the case may be, or I want to have a six pack abs or whatever. Okay, so that's the big goal. Here's the problem with that big goal. The big goal is you've been living your life the way you've been living your life, and you've been living your life outside of the reality of that big goal. And so for your subconscious mind doesn't believe that big goal is actually possible for you. You got to understand this, and this is in all goal setting. And so the minute you say it, your subconscious mind goes, yeah, right. There was some truth to that. I was releasing some energy. And so what happens is the way that you go about accomplishing this, because I did this not only with my body weight, but with my money, I did it in every area of my life, and I've always done it this way, is that you look at the goal, and then outside of the goal, you write three little baby goals that if you accomplish the baby goals, will allow you to accomplish the bigger goals, right? So for example, one of the basic things that I decided to commit to doing is going on a walk every single day. thus the video that I made. Because I figured if I could just wake up and go for a walk every single day for 30, 60, 90, 365 days a year, man, something is gonna happen, right? Something is gonna happen. And quite frankly, 30 minutes, I don't care what's going on with the kids. I don't care what's going on with the weather. If the weather is an issue, I'll go buy me a treadmill. Like, all of this stuff is in my control. Like, I could literally control the outcome of that decision. Maybe another baby goal was to no longer eat any non-organic food. And that's a commitment that I have in my life, right? And if you're listening to me right now, what the ego will say is something along the lines of, oh, it must be nice. Must be nice to be able to afford that. How about we flip that? How about if we make the commitment to eat only organic food? How about potentially that commitment and the vibration of that energy of that commitment is so powerful that it would bring into your life all the resources that you need to fulfill that goal? See, this is where health reflects on your finances. And many people don't realize this, but I'll let you sit with that one. And if you come to Awaken in December or whenever you come, we'll go a little bit deeper with that one. But maybe the next goal or the next baby goal is I can look at my calendar and I can say, you know, there's 7 days in the week. I'm busy, I've got work, I've got my business, I got my family. For crying out loud, I could go out and work out at least 4 days. And that's it. And those are my three baby goals, right? And I start mastering those three baby goals and I get really good at those baby goals and I forget about my weight, I forget about what I look like, I forget about anything. I detach myself from the outcome, but I just focus my mind on those three baby goals for 30, 60, 90 days. And once I master those goals, guess what I have done? I have programmed my mind to believe, listen to me, that my word is truth, that what I say happens. See how that happens? And then maybe I can add some other baby goals to those goals, right? Like maybe I can add things like, you know, I'm only gonna eat vegan foods because they make me feel better, right? Or maybe I can add things that I'm gonna cut out all sugar or sodas or Gatorades or whatever the case may be and replace it with water. Or maybe I can add things like, I'm no longer gonna have dessert Monday through Friday, only Saturdays and Sundays. And then maybe I can add, and when I have dessert, it's sugar-free, it's healthy, it's vegan, it's nutritious for my body. But you see, those are tougher baby goals, right? That when you combine them with the first set of the baby goals will eventually lead you to accomplishing the bigger goal. What if you did that? What if you did that in your life? And what if you did that in your life combined with healing the energy inside of you that is keeping you from being able to get up and feel inspired about moving and about changing your life? These are the things that we do Awaken. And I know many of you have joined us and many of you are deciding to join us and come be with us in December. The point of this podcast is this. We wanted to give you these free resources and tips to help you in your goal setting and empower you to go out there and do this for yourself. So homework assignment is watch this video, maybe share it with a friend or two, and then go out and write out what is the being choice that will lead you to the goal. And then what are the baby goals that you could focus on a daily and weekly basis that will eventually lead you to the bigger goal? We'll see you next week. A friendly reminder that as you hear and listen to these incredible stories of transformation in our podcast, what's drawing you and what's connecting to your heart and making you feel what you feel when you hear them is your future self. Because what you're actually listening to is your story. It's your story of transformation. After all, we're all one. So anything that someone else experiences resonates with you because you probably have experienced it as well. A breakthrough that someone else experiences is probably resonating with you because it's the breakthrough that you're ready to have yourself. All you need is a little bit of guidance and a little bit of courage to accept the guidance. And so we want to invite you to visit our website on morelglobal.com. And click on the button that says help me with, and you'll see how we can help you in either your business development or your personal development.